The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Keep up to date with our latest tweets at LA News Guy. That's twitter.com/LA News Guy. Sunday morning newsmakers with Larry Marino, AM 870, The Answer.
We continue our series at the heart of the homeless crisis. Andy Bales, CEO of Union Rescue Mission, is with us. And Andy is here today to share the op-ed piece that he prepared for the Los Angeles Times, but was rejected by the Times. Andy, set this up for us.
Sure. I worked with another local expert with years of experience working with people devastated by homelessness, and we wrote an op-ed. And I want to share my version, my short version with you of that op-ed. Although in that op-ed, we tried to be very kind to the supporters of permanent supportive housing. And I shared that, you know, they're not going to show us the same kind of kindness when they have one mindset. Let's leave folks on the streets while we build very expensive housing. We're going to build it for 5,800 people for the next 10 years to serve the 44,000 who are on the streets. And the LA Times, of course, rejected the op-ed. And so I put on social media, I'll just read this much shorter version for you. Some appear content leaving 44,000 precious souls on the mean streets until expensive $527,000 to $700,000 per unit per person housing can be built over the next 10 years for 5,800 people, one-eighth of those being devastated by homelessness. This will cost thousands of lives, at least 1,000 per year in climbing, and that is the greatest cost of delaying an urgent response to this FEMA-like epidemic of homelessness. In California, immediately construct safe shelter now with sprung.com-like structures at $10,000 per bunk for all who seek it while we promptly build innovative, efficient, affordable units for $20,000 to $50,000 on empty parcels. The city of Los Angeles alone owns 14,000 empty parcels ready to be utilized to address this crisis of epic proportions. The unhoused are dying daily, and the housed of L.A. are facing an ever-growing risk of dangers as well. We need to act now. That's my simplified, more urgent version of what we submitted. Our partnerships was much more thoughtful and polite.
So help us understand what you're up against. Is there a culture that says there should be one vision for solving the crisis and another culture, a different division? What's the underlying story?
That's exactly what it is. There are those who believe the only treatment for homelessness, the only remedy is permanent supportive housing with the harm reduction model. Now, that harm reduction model means you allow alcohol and drug use in the apartment, but you offer voluntarily counseling and case management and recovery principles and counseling if needed. It's offered but not mandated. And then there are those who believe we need to get people off the streets now. The true effect is of the people who believe in permanent supportive housing alone is they are willing to let thousands upon thousands languish on the streets while their very expensive units get built. And they believe everybody deserves a granite countertop, a 500,000 to 700,000 unit like those of us that are housed. And nothing short of perfect is okay. So they're letting perfect get in the way of good. And I know people deserve more than a $10,000 bunk and heated and air-conditioned place to stay, but they deserve a lot more than the streets. The streets are killing people, and the drug use and the alcohol use is killing people. And we believe in recovery. We believe in immediate shelter while we work on housing that is much more affordable, like Catherine Barger, $50,000 three-bedroom, two-bath mobile home. You own the land and the mobile home. That's more practical than what's being proposed. And I'm telling you, I've been getting attacked every day. I just opened up an email this morning attacking me for my stance that we ought to have a mix of shelter and housing rather than the rap waiting on the permanent supportive housing.
Share with us what they say. What is the attack? What do they say? And then what do you say back?
Okay, so here's one this morning. It shows a shelter with a bunch of people, and then it shows a nice bedroom. And they say, folks say that, we need to have some shelters to save lives because so many are dying on the streets. But would you rather save lives by doing this, showing the picture of the shelter, crowded shelter, or doing this, showing a picture of a nice room for somebody to occupy? They don't explain the fact that it's already true that when you shelter people like New York, you don't have people dying on the streets. When you wait for housing, you have more people die of hypothermia in Los Angeles than in San Francisco, Boston, and New York City combined. The truth is in the facts, not a delusion.
Talking with Addie Bales, Union Rescue Mission CEO. You mentioned the right to shelter story. We've talked about it a bit here. There's an update to that story out of New York City. As California mulls over a proposal for a right to shelter policy to try to address the state's homeless problem, a similar system has been in place in New York City for over 40 years. I don't know if you know this individual. This is Giselle Rothier, policy director for the Coalition for Homeless in New York. She says the program has helped lots of people. Let's take a listen to what she said here.
If you're evicted, if you're fleeing domestic violence, if you have an emergency that causes you to lose your home, that you are not relegated to the streets in the short term, that you do have a place to stay while you look for permanent housing.
She goes on to talk about the policy would require the states to provide a shelter bed for anyone who wants one. But the co-chairs of Governor Newsom's homeless task force want to take the policy a step further than New York City by requiring people experiencing homeless to accept a slot in the shelter. I want to go there for a second and talk a little bit about Orange County, because there was a story Supervisor Don Wagner recently was quoted in about a settlement down there that is going to allow this concept of you don't have a right to stay on the street. If there's a shelter bed, we're going to put you in it, and the courts are going to back it.
Yeah, and, you know, it could go either way, right? We could say we have a shelter bed for you, and you're welcome to come in. The deal is you can't stay in this spot. This is not, you cannot block this sidewalk. Every city has the right to do that. If you want to take it further, I guess you could say we have a shelter bed for you, and you need to come with us or head out of town, right? I'm not sure how to forcefully make somebody go into a shelter if they don't want to go. But the thing is, in L.A. right now, we don't have any shelters.
So this doesn't apply. This, even if they had this rule, we don't have a place to put
you. We don't have a place to go at all. So we need, for us, what I'm calling for is we need places for people to go. And I believe that with a certain amount of coaxing and encouragement, people will go. I've never had a person turn me down. Forever. I've had a person turn me down for about 32 weeks while I reached out to him every Saturday night with a meal, but I've never had a person who receives a better opportunity, a better choice, stay in the choice that they're stuck in.
Once again, here's a soundbite from Giselle Rothier, policy director for the Coalition of the Homeless in New York, says right to shelter is a stopgap policy and not the final step.
Because the housing market is so tight, because so many people are excluded from apartments in New York, a lot of people have been spending longer and longer in shelters because it's much harder to find an affordable apartment for people.
So we're not the only one experiencing this. I think the cold weather back there pretty much made it obviously inhumane to leave somebody out.
Yes, but again, more people die of hypothermia in Los Angeles than in New York City, Boston, and San Francisco combined. So it's not weather that's keeping us from providing shelter here. It's not the deadly rest of the issues that are on the street.
So what is it? Is it an attitude?
It's a heart issue. I'm all about me. I could care less about that person on the street. I mean, I'm just sharing what it looks like.
All right, let me kind of back up then.
Yeah.
Let me just say, are they basically saying, we don't want those tents in our neighborhood?
Right.
They're saying that, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And
that's what they're saying.
And I agree. I mean,
I don't want to do
nobody wants tents. Okay. I had two guys parked illegally in my neighborhood overnight, both Friday and Saturday. And I reminded them that they parked overnight. I reminded them that's red zone. I can't back out of my driveway if you sleep there, right? I had to call the police. Homeless advocate had to call the police because you cannot. And they were dealing drugs. They were dealing drugs to the other guys that are on the streets. I can't even allow that in my neighborhood.
But you do know that the right, I put quotes around it, air quotes, to sleep in your vehicle has just, it was taken away for a while, but it's back. Yeah. A law expired at the end of June. July 1st in Los Angeles, you have a right to sleep in your vehicle.
Right. And that's by necessity because we haven't created enough safe parking. We haven't created enough shelters, and people are forced into their cars. A lot of them are working people. But the deal with my neighborhood was you're blocking my driveway, and you're parked in a red zone, and you can't allow people to just take over. We've allowed folks to take over our sidewalks. People in wheelchairs on Skid Row go down the street. I was in a wheelchair, and the policeman yelled at me for using the street, and I pointed to the sidewalk, and I said, where else would I go, right?
You can't go on the sidewalk because the homeless were taking
it. The tents cover the sidewalks.
And yet the police pointed at you.
The police picked on me because I probably looked like an easier challenge to deal with.
Police are scared.
They are.
I know officers who've told me, I'm not going to say their names, that they will not confront a homeless person, even on private property, without the homeowner there.
Yes. Federal law is protecting folks that are on the streets to the point where police have backed off. Their health is at issue.
Combine this with those stories out of New York where you see people dumping water on officers. And then this last week you had an off-duty officer in Los Angeles on the Valley who came upon some taggers and he was killed.
Oh, man. It's heartbreaking.
Wouldn't want to have that job. Wouldn't want to be in law enforcement.
It's a difficult job. And a higher up in the police force, I shared this on Fox News, higher up, I called him. I said, if the National Guard came in to assist you, would it help Los Angeles? And he said, you know, what good would it do, Andy? We'd arrest them. National Guard would arrest them when they'd go to jail and they'd be out the next day.
Give your website.
URM.org. Thanks so much, Larry.
And recently featured on The Five on Fox.
It was on this week.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino, AM 870, The Answer.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.